If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Spiwe Masuku, he is Fundi's head of brand and marketing. And we're talking Earth Day today. A very good evening to you, Spiwe.
Good evening, Sumitra, and your listeners. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And I suppose it's Happy Earth Day.
It is indeed.
I think with everything that's going on in the world right now, it felt like it was a little bit overshadowed. But I know Earth Day has just become bigger and bigger and bigger. There's more focus on it as the years have gone by. Am I right?
That's correct. And I think for us specifically at Fundi, exactly what you just said, we see it as a very important day and not just another symbolic, you know, calendar event. Solely because of its powerful moment that's allowing us to reflect and also to think and thoroughly understand what is required from us if we are going to act accordingly to support. And also it's also bringing to the party the agency for us to educate our people, right? So we are in a business of providing targeted funding to your civil servants. And what does that mean, and how do we contribute to, you know, our green economic goals? It means that we need to empower our workforce. They need to upskill themselves so that they are ready to be able to interpret these policies that are put together by the government, and to be able to also implement them on the ground so that the people who are going to make sure that these initiatives are successful, they understand exactly what it is that is happening, and also they are able to bring in their communities together so that we are all, you know, united against the goals that we have set for ourselves.
I think we all know what's happening, the need for Earth Day. This year's theme is Planet versus Plastics. It's really highlighted the urgency of environmental reforms. And I think while we have grown that awareness, are we actually seeing people getting actively involved in making these changes in order to improve our environment?
So I will speak mainly on the side of our business. As mentioned, at Fundi, we are in a business of enabling dreams through education. So we have seen the shift in terms of the civil servants who are coming to us for assistance, for financial assistance, because these are the missing middle who are kind of excluded by other funding opportunities. We do see the shift in them embracing, you know, the new careers that are coming with the environmental reforms, you know, because also some of them have been into careers that were in need then, but they were not really passionate about them. And now as they outgrow their current roles, they find themselves in the spaces where, you know, they care a lot about climate, they want to understand the environmental science, they want to do all these things so that we have a better planet to live in. If you're going to run a business, you need to contribute as well, you know, to make sure that the surroundings that you are operating in, you're supporting it positively and not only negatively. I mean, we see the ESG also emphasizing, you know, the new policies that companies need to adhere to, you know, make sure you go green, you support, you know, other initiatives for impact other than the business that you are in and all of those things. So we do see that shift, if I may answer your question.
So when you're seeing that shift, tell me, you're looking at small business coming forward to start new businesses in order to address climate change, to address some sort of environmental, to make some sort of environmental impact. Give us some examples of some of the businesses that have been started with your funding.
So I think this is more of a collaborative approach to start with, right? There is no big or small businesses when it comes to change.
Right.
The smallest change that we can get in our community goes a long way, because it takes the people next to you to learn from the best or to learn from those that are leading change. So we are seeing, you know, we just to make an example with our business specifically, we are going paperless. We are in a process of implementing that our processes when we offer our loans to our customers, we take away the manual applications, we are digitally transforming. And with that, you know, we are saving paper, we are saving some trees so that, you know, there's better things that can be done with the trees and all of that. And not only that, but also the things that people don't really think about in their day-to-day. And this is me going back again into your small group, entrepreneurs as well. You know, plastic versus planet, this is a big one, right? It starts also in your own home, you know, to say, how much plastic am I using and where does it go after using it? So it's those learnings that we need to kind of not only implement at a business and a corporate level, but also in your own home. The food that you, the leftover food that you have after eating shouldn't be going into the bin, because that is more of a waste. It should be going in a garden. If you don't have a garden at your backyard, you know, you should dig up a hole and then let that food go into there so that, you know, they are fertilizing the soil and all of that. So it's all about the small things that we are kind of overlooking, and that will have a bigger and a greater impact. And then in the long run, if we teach each other these small steps, we contribute, you know, in a bigger way.
But, you know, it's also contributing to a green economy. You know, it's developing businesses, creating jobs, and with keeping in mind that you're addressing some of the sustainable development goals set out for us.
No, definitely. You know, funny, today in the office we're having the conversation with a colleague, and, you know, we were reflecting on these guys. So normally you have the days where your Joburg city picks up the bins and all of that, and you find these guys sorting this waste into plastic, into cardbox and bottles and so forth. Those are the initiatives also, you know, without having to look far away from your environment. Those are some of the people that we should be supporting and enabling and giving tools so that they can contribute better. They can do it better, because already they are contributing in a small way. And however, we are shying away at looking at them because, you know, they are not as clean, they are not as corporate, they are not a big entity. So it goes back again to, you know, the small things around you, they matter if we are going to contribute.
Spiwe, thank you so much for your time this evening, and keep up the good work. Spiwe Masuku, Fundi's head of brand and marketing, of course, talking this year's Earth Day theme, Planet versus Plastics.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.